Utah, like other states, is reeling from federal cutbacks to Medicaid, the government health insurance program for the poor. This spring, Utah's blind, elderly, and disabled got a shock when they learned they were losing one of the program's optional services, dental coverage. The state found a creative solution, but critics say it's a dangerous fix. Jenny Brundine reports from member station KUER in Salt Lake City.
Joy Malin takes out her top dentures and washes them with a toothbrush as she does every morning and night.
That's more teeth than I've seen in a long time.
For years, Malin suffered severe ear, nose, and throat infections and migraines. Finally, a doctor told her abscessed teeth were the cause. She quickly had her top teeth replaced and is now nearly pain-free. Malin was preparing to treat four of her bottom teeth when she learned that the Utah legislature was dropping dental care July 1st.
Oh, God, I am terrified. I just have a great fear that should I have to have, all of these things done, it won't be available to me.
So Utah's elderly, blind, and disabled took their signs and wheelchairs to Capitol Hill during a special legislative session in May. And they had the state's Republican governor on their side. John Huntsman, troubled by the cuts, had called lawmakers into session, asking them to find $2 million for emergency dental care. But Republican legislators argued that federal cuts in Medicaid left them no choice. Senate Budget Chair Lyle Hilliard.
I can tell you plain and simply, there is never enough money. I could double the amount of money, double the money to every committee, and I'm sure there'd be people come up who'd say, you forgot us, you didn't get down to us.
So Governor Huntsman decided to go to the people for the money. 21 days later, he called a press conference.
We're there.
The $2 million he announced had been raised.
It's only appropriate after our state has been named the number one volunteer state in the nation that we're reminded once again of our great people and our great organizations who in a time of need step up to the plate and deliver.
Utah billionaire James Sorensen pledged the initial $1 million. Intermountain Healthcare, the state's largest medical provider, matched that. Ordinary citizens also donated thousands.
Philanthropy, you can't rely on it. We shouldn't have to rely on it.
Judy Hillman is with the Utah Health Policy Project, a nonprofit working for health coverage for all Utahns.
It needs to be the role of government to pay for these kinds of services. What I'm worried about is that we might be setting up this expectation that philanthropy is going to be there to pick up the slack when government refuses to pay for essential medical services.
I don't think that that is going to be the pattern.
Utah Senate Majority Leader Pete Knudsen doesn't share Hillman's pessimism. He sees the donation as a temporary fix. Furthermore, Knudsen, a dentist, believes the tumultuous debate sent a strong message to the Utah legislature about the importance of dental care.
Unfortunately, with dental, there are many mixed signals in terms of its relative value in terms of health care. We now know, after years and years of looking at the consequences of poor dental health, that dental health ranks right up at the very top in terms of health care needs and the value for health.
In fact, research has linked gum disease to costly medical conditions like heart and lung disease and stroke. But dental benefits will come under scrutiny again when a committee of lawmakers sits down this summer to work on a gargantuan task, one that's taking place in states across the country. Which Medicaid programs should be cut and which should be saved in anticipation of future federal cuts? For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.